be this pollen is rough, but we're going to make it, ain't we? No, we don't let devil. And see, what you may not know is for 22 weeks, Gina ain't going to be here. And Gina's been a crutch to me on Wednesday night. Sunday, too, she had to work Sunday, but she won't miss 22 Sundays. And that's what I fit to say. But to Lindsay, too, Gina has been a mentor to Lindsay since she was a little thing, a little old crumb snatcher. Huh? Young, you were little. You little still, girl. Anyhow, but you know, so this is a challenge for Lindsay and me because Gino just pushed through and we're having learned that, I mean, it's a different thing with this music. And the enemy, you can sense things in the spirit.
Sometimes it's like you're trying to plow through. It is.
Oh, it does. But I'm more used to that than this other kind, this music stuff. So, but anyhow, you coming back, ain't you? Okay, because I need you in a few minutes. Let's all stand up. Let's hold up our Bibles tonight. I feel like a good word for you tonight. Hold up your Bible or your hand or something. Let it represent God's Word operating in your life tonight. Repeat after me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. And I can have what it says I can have. Tonight I will be taught the incorruptible, indestructible seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, 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 never. In Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, please remain standing. Open your Bibles to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, please. Is anybody getting hot in here? Some yes, some no. How many is hot? Let me see your hands. Okay. How many is cold? How many is just right? All right, Goldilocks wins. All right. See, Kathy's always burning up, and Christy, who's not here tonight, is always freezing. I don't care if it's July, Christy's wrapped up in a blanket sitting over there, and usually Ashley's right there about next to her doing the same thing. I want to talk to you tonight about standing. You know, sometimes when you're going through a struggle, it's a victory to just be able to stand. To be able to say, I got knocked down, but hey, devil, I'm still here. I'm still standing. And I want to read one verse of Scripture, verse 14. You know the passage about the armor of God, but I want to just read 14. That's where we're going to be spending our time tonight. Paul writes, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. And I want you to take to heart, and I done lost my verse. Where's the verse, having done all to stand? And stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. 13. Verse 13, okay, there you go. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And look at that. Having done all to stand, then he says, stand therefore. So you do all you can to stand, having done all to stand. And I'll talk about that in a minute, but then after you've done all you can do, then you just keep standing. You keep standing. Take somebody's hand next to you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray that you'd anoint this word tonight. I pray that, God, you would impact the lives of each one here. I thank you for them, Lord. They thought enough of you to turn aside from the cares of the world and to come to this place where they could meet with you tonight. And, Lord, we know that you're here. We know that, God, you've got something good in store. And I pray that, God, this word will get down on the inside of us tonight. And that, God, it'll begin to change the things in us that need changing. And that, God, when we get through with this word, God, we'll feel like we have just dined on the most sumptuous, wonderful, nutritious, beneficial meal. And Lord, even like Elijah, after he ate that angel food cake and drank that cruse of water, that God, we go in the strength of this for many days. So Lord, help us tonight. Holy Spirit, be my helper. Come on, Comforter, help us tonight. And Lord, be glorified. Give me unction now. And God, I want you to be glorified. I say it all the time, but I mean it. I want you glorified and magnified, Lord. And God, though we're out in the middle of the country, where most people don't even know who we are, God, you know where we are, who we are. You even know the hairs on the top of our head, how many's there. And so, God, we know that you're going to bless us. We give you the praise. Ask it all in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. These are two important things right here. Phrases. It says, having done all to stand. Then it says stand in the next verse. Stand therefore. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. There's a great truth that you need to understand tonight. Every one of you, myself included, we're in one of these categories. We're either in the midst of a storm, or we're coming out of a storm, or we're getting ready to go into a storm. You're in one of those three categories. You're either right now in a storm, you're in a fight, you're in a trial, and it's hard. Or either you've just come out of one, and you're breathing a sigh of relief, and you're on top of the mountain. Or either you're in the other third category, you're getting ready to go into one. And brothers and sisters, that's why we need to do everything we can to stand. I tell you, I've been saying this since I came to this church. Don't wait until you need faith to get faith. You don't wait until that time. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Get that Word into you every day. If you don't have but 1 minute, and you got more than a minute because you got time to watch Dynasty and everything else on the television, I mean, come on. You know, Facebook or whatever it is, working on your car or whatever, you got time for more than a minute. But if you don't have but a minute, you can read a verse at least in a minute. Take some time every day and read you some of the Word. Every pastor in this church, I want you to know I expect you to be in the Word every day. Every deacon in this church, I expect you to help set the example being in the Word every day. And every member of this church, I expect you to also set the example by being in the Word every day, because I'm going to tell you, people that are in the Word every day are easy to pastor. And I've done got too old to pastor hard people, okay? I'm tired of pastoring hard people, hard to deal with people. So get in the Word, amen? Having done all to stand. Having done all to stand. Let me tell you something. Just because you've done all you can do doesn't mean the devil's not going to do all he can do. Isn't that right? I mean, you can be prepared, you can be ready, and you hope the devil will see your defenses and say, there's no need to bother with them. But he's still going to try you. He's a hard-headed joker. He's hard-headed. He's been trying ever since he's been cast down to the earth to be able to defeat the Lord again. But he can't. He lost. But he keeps trying. And I'm going to tell you, when you've done all you can do to stand, just be prepared that when the devil comes, don't let it surprise you. Peter put it this way. I can't remember if it's 1st or 2nd Peter. It says, beloved, think it not strange. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, as though some strange thing has happened unto you. Let me tell you something. It's a normal thing to go through trials. Job was a godly man. The Bible says he feared God and he eschewed. Eschewed, that's an old King James word. It means he hated. He despised evil. He was an upright man. Yet the Bible says that the devil came and he tested him. He tempted him. He tried him and did all he could do. But when he got through doing all he could do, Job just stood through it all. He just stood. And sometimes you just got to stand. The devil will try you. But I'm going to tell you, our defense it's not ourselves. Our defense is the defender of us all, the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the victor, amen? And He will defend you. So many times I think we could avoid problems with people when we get into arguments and things. We get into the argument because we're trying to defend ourselves. Let God be your defender. I remember several times since I've been in the ministry when I just felt like punching somebody out. You know, just old Tom was wanting to come out and just come back and say, let me just come visit for a little while. But when I listened to the Lord and let Him be my defender, let Him be the one that fights for me. Let me tell you, things always worked out so much better than I could have ever hoped for. So let Him be your defender. Having done all to stand, stand therefore. Stand. You know, brothers and sisters, a lot of people will look at this and they'll say, well, you know, what did you do? Did you build a great cathedral? Did you amass a huge fortune in your life? Did you get degree after degree after degree? Did you win awards? Did you get the accolades of millions of people? Was your name a household name to the people in your country? And you may have to say no to all those things. May not. God may raise you up. You don't know. But if you have to say no to all those things, I'm going to tell you, you can still say no. Well, what did you do? What did you do? I stood. I stood. I stood my ground. I stood my ground. You see, there's something about standing that is so admirable. For one to stand, that means I'm not quitting. I'm not giving up. I'm not running. I'm not turning tail. I'm not a coward. I will stand and I'll wait. The same idea took place when Pharaoh pursued the Israelites, Moses leading them to the Red Sea. And their backs were to the Red Sea. And here comes all this Egyptian army after them. And the Lord said to Moses, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. And the Lord brought an east wind, and He stopped that water from both sides, and He divided the water. And the Bible says that He told Moses and the Israelites, go on across. And they went across, didn't even get mud squishing between their toes. Said they went across dry shod. And once they got far enough in there, here comes the Egyptians behind them. And God, instead, He could have just closed the whole thing up, but God didn't want to do that because He'd hurt His people. He closed up the end that had the Egyptians coming. He let all the Egyptians get inside the Red Sea. And then He started folding it together on them. And recently there was some evidence I read where they believed they had found some of Pharaoh's jewelry or whatever. And possibly as even parts of his chariot in the Red Sea. And one guy said, well, do you think that could possibly be for real? I'm like, yes, for real. It could very well be the chariot of Pharaoh. And this could be the weaponry left behind by the drowned Egyptian army. Because it wasn't a fairy tale. It really happened. I remember this guy. He told this old lady one time, he said to her, she was talking about that story, and he said, that's just a fairy tale. That wasn't the Red Sea, that was the Reed Sea. And what happened was, every so often they would get an easterly wind, and it would blow the water, and the Reed Sea's only 2 inches deep, and it would blow the water, and that's what it was talking about. It wasn't the Red Sea, that wasn't any miracle, it was just 2 inches deep. She started jumping and shouting, praise God. She said, praise God, that's an even greater miracle if it happened that way. He said, what you mean, you old fool? She said that God could drown all those Egyptians in 2 inches of water. You just got to stand. You got to stand. I thought about this afternoon. And this isn't original me. It's from Dr. Stanley. He said, when we obey God, when we stand, God accepts full responsibility for our obedience. And what that means is this. If you do what is right in God's eyes, according to His Word, and that's how you know if it's right. If you do what thus saith the Lord, and you stand, It doesn't matter if you get fired. Doesn't matter if he leaves you or she leaves you. It doesn't matter if you lose everything you got. Doesn't matter if you're mocked and scorned and persecuted. Doesn't matter what happens to you. If you stand, God's going to be pleased, and He accepts full responsibility for your act of obedience. I'm going to tell you something. One day, God's going to say to you, if you stood, He's going to say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." You know, the perfect example of how we stand is the parable of the two houses. Jesus, in Matthew chapter 7, He describes a man that built his house on the sand. And when a storm came and the waves came, you know the story, this house fell down because it didn't have a foundation. The waters came. If you've ever seen the tide coming in, the tide came in and the waves, and it undermined that building. It wasn't built on anything substantial. And then as the waves came in, they beat against it and broke it down. He said, but there was a wise builder, a wise master builder, and he built his house upon a rock. Matthew 7:24. And the rains came, the floods came, the winds blew, the waves beat against the walls of this house, but this house stood because it was built upon a rock. Let me tell you, that's how you stand. That's how you stand. You realize I'm not standing in my strength. I'm not standing in Grandma's strength. I'm not standing in Brother Tom's strength. I'm not standing in my strength. I'm standing in the strength of Jesus. I'm standing upon Him. He's the chief cornerstone. He's the rock that we stand on. Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Hallelujah. So think about it. Where are you tonight? You in a storm? You coming out of a storm? Or you getting ready to go into one? Either way, you need to be able to stand. You know, there's some people that do all right standing in the storm, but when they come out of the storm, then they don't stand. Uh-oh. Preacher meddling now. I've seen people through the years, "Pastor, will you please pray for me? I got a bad report." Or, "Pastor, my marriage is falling apart." Or, "Pastor, we don't know how we're going to make it financially." And I'll pray with them. But once everything gets better, they forget about standing for God anymore. You can't find them in Sunday school anymore. They don't even know the address of the church, I don't believe. They used to be a tither. When they do come, it looks like the March of Dimes. They spend their tithe on their selfish desires. They used to have talents and gifts they used for God. They don't use them anymore. They used to be an encourager to other people. They used to have a prayer life that shook the foundations of hell. But they never pray now except maybe to utter a blessing when they eat their food. I'm going to tell you, there's some people that don't know how to stand when they come out of the storm. God help us to stand in the storm. God help us to stand when we come out of the storm. But then God help us to stand as we're getting ready to go into the storm. When is that? When is that, Brother Tom? When you getting ready to go into a storm, that's when you know something's coming your way and it ain't good. It's like that fella said, "I was going down that railroad track into that tunnel, and I saw a light, and I was praising God, then bless God, I realized it was a train coming straight towards me." Have you ever had something like that? You everything's going great, and all of a sudden, what's going great turns in just a moment, and you realize something bad, something ominous is coming your way. That's like that 2-week period you're waiting to hear the results of the test. That's like that period of time when you're in God's waiting room, waiting for the answer. That's like when you're in between one room and the next, and you're in the hallway. I preached a sermon one time, "Hell in the Hallway." There'd be a lot of hell in the hallway. Because you're not in the same room you was in. God hadn't yet opened another door. You're just in between. And we got to know how to stand then. Let me tell you how you don't stand. You don't stand by being panicked. There's people who get panicked. And they'll start running to every guru and every goofball and goober they can find to try and figure out what I need to do. What I need to do. Tell me what to do. Oh, Lord, help me. Help me know what to do. Why don't you just get on your knees and seek God and He'll tell you what to do. I read this neat story and I wanted to share it with you. There was this man and he went to Daddy John Osteen. Not Job. And the man told Brother Osteen, said, I want to know, should I go to Africa? I heard a missionary talk about they needed help. Should I go to Africa? And Daddy Osteen said, I don't know. But if you go, he said, take him with you so you'll know when to come back. The man had heard somebody saying, well, you need to come to Africa. And he asked Brother Osteen, should I go? And Brother Osteen said, I don't know if you should go or not. But you better, if you do go, take that man with you so you'll know when to come back. You see, I'm on speaking terms with God myself. And when I'm getting ready to go into a storm, I promise you, I'm going to be seeking the Lord. I'm going to be trying to get an answer, something that's going to give me some strength and some encouragement through that storm. You know, I remember several years ago when I was a boy, growing up in Statesboro, well, a lot of years ago, decades ago, and Mom and Daddy had gone out to eat on a Saturday night. About once a month, they'd go out to eat with some friends. And I would stay home with my brother, and you've heard the stories how he'd pick on me and stuff, and one day I really got him good. I got him, let me tie him up, practice my Cub Scout knots on him, and I left him tied up when Mom and Daddy got home. He was 10 years older than me. But one night I remember it was a bad electrical storm. That's what we used to call them, electrical storm. And then we could hear the tornado siren. I mean, and it was several miles to town. It was about 4 miles to town. But we could hear it there. And we knew what it meant. And Roy called Mom and Daddy. They were at some friends' house eating supper and told them. And said, y'all go get in the bathroom and get in the tub. And said, y'all stay there till we get home. We'll be there. We're coming. And I'm going to tell you something. The thing that helped me hold on, I guess, and feel like I was going to be all right, even though I was only 7, 8 years old, is I knew Mom and Daddy were coming. They were coming. And that's why when you're getting ready to go into a storm, you need to know how to stand then. You stand then by really getting on your knees and getting a rhema word, a word from God that lets you know that come hell or high water, come devil, demon, minions of hell, it doesn't matter. I'm going to be with thee. I'll never leave thee. I'll never forsake thee. Lord, I'm with you always to the end of the world. And when you get a word like that from God, you don't have to worry about anything. I wrote this down. If you want to stand, take the word, the letters stand, and I got to be real quick. S, put your shoes on. Shoes. S is for shoes. Put your shoes on. The Bible says, take with you the gospel of peace. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Secondly, T, take a praise break. When you're standing and you're getting weary and tired in the midst of that, and you're tired of standing, take a praise break. Just stop and praise God a minute. Bless God. Hallelujah. I remember I took a praise break at Sonny's Barbecue in Dublin, Georgia one time. I took off running around Sonny's. People looked at me like I'm crazy. The manager's like, there'll be no charge for yours tonight. Thank you for coming. You know, I took a praise break. And I shouted because I got a word from God that blessed me and I knew I was going to make it. The A is so important in stand. Allow God to minister to you. Allow God to minister to you. God doesn't leave you alone when you're standing. He's there and He will send angels to minister to you. He will minister to you through the Holy Spirit. He'll minister to you through people, brothers and sisters, the saints of God. Allow God to minister to you. And then end. Hallelujah. Tell yourself over and over, not today, devil. Not today, devil. And tomorrow's not looking very good either. Amen. Not today, devil. I'm not quitting today. Not today. Not right now, devil. If you have to, just take it moment by moment. Not right now, devil. Or not this hour, devil. Or not till dinner time, devil. Get to dinner time. Not till supper time, devil. Get to supper. Not till breakfast, devil. Not today, devil. And tomorrow's not looking too good for you either, old buddy. Not today. I'm not quitting. Hallelujah. You got to have some knots. Amen. If you got a good knot, you can hang on. Amen. And then D, daily, feed your spirit. Let me tell you, you feed your spirit with the Word. You feed your spirit by praising God and singing. Let me tell you, I love it when I'm riding down the road and I see somebody praising God. You can tell, they got their hand up there and they just, glory to God. You know? I love it. I love it. It's like, I'm just praising God. If you're on Facebook, I put a video on there. Some people, it said, never be ashamed to praise God anywhere. And these people, boy, they were busting out. They were praising God. They were saying, it's your breath in my lungs. That song we sing. And they were just praising Him right out in public. Let me tell you, make sure that you daily feed your spirit every day. And let me tell you something. Sometimes the victory is this. When the dust settles and the devil has finally given up and left, you're still standing. You're still standing. Amen. You received the Word tonight. Let's give God the praise. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. Come on, Lindsay Lou. We're going to do one last song. What are we going to do, sister? How great thou art. If you need prayer for anything tonight, you come on down. Pastors, come on down. Help me pray. Come on, Ashley.